The surface of Mars has a split personality. Even a casual observer will notice two distinct regions. In the south, it appears craggy and pockmarked with craters. To the north, though, it looks smooth and flat. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, scientists now think they know why.
The first big telescopes revealed what scientists call the Mars dichotomy, a bumpy southern hemisphere and a flat northern hemisphere.
Later on, when we measured Mars more accurately, we also recognized that there's a difference in elevation between the north and south.
Oded Aronson is a planetary scientist at Caltech in Pasadena. So not only is the south bumpier, the ground is much higher. There are two theories about how this could have happened. One is some internal mechanism that caused the thicker crust to move around the planet, sort of like the way the continents moved here on Earth. Aronson says the other theory is that something big smacked into the northern hemisphere on Mars. And by big, we're not talking big like a school bus or even big like the size of Texas. We're talking big.
Imagine an object that's about 1,200 miles across, a little bit smaller than Australia, screaming through the sky at a speed roughly 20 times a modern jetliner and colliding with Mars at roughly 45-degree angle. And this would be quite an exciting day on Mars.
Exciting anywhere, I'd say. Now, there have been objections to the impact theory.
People expected that a large object hitting Mars would melt a significant fraction of the planet and distribute the melt sufficiently globally that it would erase the record of the event.
In other words, molten rock would engulf the entire planet, and the surface would be uniform, which it clearly isn't. But a paper published today in the journal Nature removes that objection. Aronson used mathematical models to show an Australia-sized rock would only cause molten rock to cover the northern half of the planet. That fits with what scientists see. But there's another objection.
Smaller impact craters generally produce circular holes in the ground, circular craters.
A large object should also produce a circular hole, or possibly an elliptical one if it came in at an angle. But just looking at the site where the object would have hit Mars, you don't see the smooth edge of a crater. The boundary meanders around quite a bit. That's where the work of Jeffrey Andrews Hanna comes in. He's a planetary scientist at MIT. He used satellites orbiting Mars to study the boundary.
The key was to use not only the topography, which only shows you the shape of the surface, but to use a gravity field of Mars, which provides us information about the structure of the planet beneath the surface.
Much of this structure is hidden by lava from more recent volcanoes. But as he reports in this week's Nature, when you look below the newer material, you see something very different.
This dichotomy boundary didn't seem to follow an irregular path around the planet at all. It actually followed a very smooth and regular path.
In fact, Andrews Hanna says the boundary had an elliptical shape, just as you'd expect from a large object striking a glancing blow. So is the impact theory proven? No. Francis Nimmo is a planetary scientist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He also has a paper in Nature suggesting the impact theory is the right one. But he says proving it probably means drilling into the surface of Mars to find chemical changes in the rock that would occur following an impact.
And so if you had, good enough samples from Mars, you might be able to detect a chemical signature.
Unfortunately, none of the landers currently on Mars are in a position to do that. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.